Thank you. never hear the glories of Srila Rupa Goswami, can never discover the ultimate secret purpose of human life. Those whose tongues have not described the glories of Sri Rupa Goswami can never taste the ocean of Prem Rasa. Those whose eyes have never beheld the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami can never see the condensed essence of all luster. The youthful couple of brothers and those whose hearts have not embraced the lotus feet of Sri Rupa can never touch the divine treasure so mercifully bestowed upon the world by our Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On this, the last sacred day of Kartik Rasa, in this year, 1999, we have assembled in this sacred place, Sri Sevakund, under the sacred guidance of our guardian, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, Pujyapad Bhaktivedanta Trivikram Maharaj, and other exalted Vaishnavas. So, it is certain that Srila Rupa Goswami himself is also present in this assembly. For those who have the eyes that are clear from the sound of love, O Rupa Goswami Pad, please bestow a drop of causeless mercy upon us who have assembled here only with the hope of catching the fragrance of your lotus feet. Sri Chaitanya Manodishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Sadati Papadantikam. The year is 1515, so please come with me. The most astonishing spectacle is taking place on the banks of the Triveni at Prayag. Thousands of people are dancing, singing, laughing, and crying uncontrollably in ecstatic love. Been driven mad by the immense influence of one boy sannyasi whose tongue constantly vibrates the holy name of Krishna. His tall, golden form is more captivating than Kamadev. His soft, fragrant limbs are adorned with radiant tila in 12 places. And his sannyas cloth, as reddish as the newly risen sun, is fascinating as he dances overwhelmed with transcendental emotions before the deity of Bindu Madhava.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, Rupa, may that son of Sai
the burning radiant halo of the service of the lotus feet of Srila Sivarai in the moon of the Vedic. Oh, my dear Daddy, who is this fearless young man, who is as bright as a lightning cloud, and who performs pastimes like a man of elephant? From where did he come to this place for Vrindavan? By his restless movement and his attractive glances, he is plundering from the vault of my heart the treasure of my patience.
Is the use of the hours of a bowman, or the poetry of a poet, that penetrates the heart, but that does not make the head spin. I feel departure is the essence of all spiritual realization, and now has appeared before us in the form of a drama.
I do not know anything. The only transcendental words I can speak are those words that Mahaprabhu makes me speak.
Om Sri Sadhana, Om Namanda Roy, Om Sava Bhavam Bhattacharya, Om Haridam Thakur. We should all bestow, I want you all to bestow your abundant blessings upon Sri Rupa, so that he may become empowered to describe the ocean of Bhakti Rasa.
Om Mangalam Bhavatu. Om Mangalam Bhavatu. Om Radharadhyam Bhavatu.
In the transcendental forest of Vrindavan, Srila Rupa Goswami was earnestly absorbed in prayer, trying to solicit a drop of mercy by which his burning spiritual aspirations might be fulfilled. When Rupa Goswami felt separation out of sympathy, the trees would also weep in the form of showering flower petals. Other Dominion Golden and the Lord and the Suno. Kavaganayana Gopi Chandra Vrindavananda. Panatakarun Krishna Vishaneka Swarupe Swayi Mamaratya Uchavada Samnavade. Oh Hari Nam, you have so many forms. May my love for those forms grow day by day. Oh Adadavana, oh Yashoda Nandana, oh Nanda Suno, Kamalanayana Gopi Chandra Vrindavananda. Here in Vrindavan, your mood is joining so easily.
Chitrila Savari Pura Bhubhu Aswatini Kichitapi Soma Doru Papa Mama Tapini Bala Venga Nanda Nanda Raga Vakra Gandini Mampuna Tu Sarvadara Vinda Bandhu Nandini.
Oh, Yamuna Devi, you flow throughout the three worlds, Bhu, Bhuma, and Swa, distributing knowledge of the Chit-Vilas of Radha and Krishna. Simply chanting your glories burn to ashes, unlimited sinful reactions. And O Yamuna Devi, you become supremely fragrant, because the chantam, which is smeared on the body of Shyamasundara, has melted into your waves when he performed his water sports with the gopis of Vrindavan. Oh Yamuna Devi, please purify my heart.
gatikamadagana durira kushama vrinda phulata milagati gatikamadagana keki vrita pashastu madhuripu mukabimbo kirita mularaga kodamalaka polam radikam vashayami.
Om Shrimati Radhika,
I worship your lotus feet. The braid of your hair, which is decorated with varieties of fully blossoming flowers, forcefully reproaches the fame of the tail feathers of a dancing peacock. O Shrimati Radhika, your pure and unblemished cheeks have become reddish and lustrous from the tamal remnants on the lips of Madhuripu Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
My dear Sanatan is approaching me from a distance. He has come all the way here from Nandagaon in the blazing hot sun. If I had some prasadam to offer him, it would be very nice. But alas, I have nothing to offer him.
Took some dry leaves in her hand and
Miraculously, she ignited a fire simply by blowing on them. With remarkable expertise, she prepared tears in just a few moments, and then she placed it before the Bhagavatami and mysteriously disappeared.
Oh, my dear Sanato, now it has become quite late, so I would like to offer you some Mahaprasad.
Yes, we are.
How are you doing?
Because the
wonderful
preparation. What do you require?
Oh, some visits are waiting here, but I have never seen none before in this place. Please take some.
Is like an ocean with many waves.
If one simply approaches the ocean, then the waves without discrimination, they watch over him. Oh, when I remember this, then one drop of hope comes into my heart. And I can maintain my life for one more day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. As Srila Rupa Goswami chanted the holy name with intense eagerness and absorption, gradually the wonderful pastime of Radha and Krishna would unfold within his heart. When he would see the pastime of viraha, separation, he would cry bitterly. And at other times, while witnessing the hilarious prank of Shyam Sundar, he would laugh uncontrollably. I told in my heart that Shyam Raja was singing flowers with her daddy at Kushan Sarovar. Krishna very kindly came there and he climbed upon a tree to observe the beauty of Shyam Raja. When Shri Radhika was singing flowers from that tree, she held the branches with one hand and picked flowers with the other. At that time, Krishna, who had pushed the branch down with his foot, released the branch, and Radhika was lifted into the sky. She was hanging there and calling out, "Help, help, pretending to be afraid." At that time, I could not take my laughter. I had to laugh at her.
I have something very important to tell you. Though I chant again and again, and I pray again and again, no inspiration is coming in my heart. I am trying to follow all of the instructions of our Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and your good self, but still, I have lost everything. Please, what can I do? Can you give me some advice?
It sounds a bit
but Sanatan Prabhu, I always try my best to honor all Vaishnavas and give them respect and be very polite. I am not afraid of anything in this world. I am not afraid of the thunderbolt of Indra or of death itself. But I am afraid of displeasing the lotus feet of any dear devotee of Krishna. If I have offended someone unknowingly, then what should I do?
My brother, you should arrange for a very grand feast in Braj Mandal. Invite all the Vaishnavas to reside there. Then you will understand, if anyone does not attend that festival, then they probably are taking some offense by this against it by declining your invitation. If you do this, I believe the solution to your problem will be found.
Oh, this is such wonderful advice. I will organize a festival immediately. All should come and take Mahaprasad. Sri Rupa Goswami is always protected by Yoga Maya. It is completely impossible for him to offend anyone. Yet, Yoga Maya arranged this extraordinary pastime to give a lesson to the world. Sadhu Savdhan, oh dear devotees, be careful. Never, under any circumstances, commit an offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava or dishonor them in any way. Otherwise, all will be lost. Srila Rupa Goswami organized the festival, and all the Vaishnavas, the Brahma Mandal, assembled together to honor Mahaprasadam.
Mahaprasade Govinde, Mahaprasade Govinde, Nama Brahmani Vaishnave, Mahaprasade Vaishnave, Vahapunya Vadam Raja, Vahapunya Vadam Raja, Vishwato Mahaprasade,
It appears that all of the Vaishnavas of Braj Mandal have come here. Without exception, everyone is here.
No, they are all here except for one person.
Who is that?
His name is Krishna Krishna Das. Do you know him?
Yes, I know him. He lives very close by. I gave invitation to him, but he did not come.
It's my advice that you go and see him immediately and inquire what is the reason for his absence. There you may find a solution to your dilemma.
I will carry out your order at once. Rupa Goswami Pad immediately went to the bosom ear of Kansh Krishna Das, and he approached him with great respect and humility. My dear Prabhu, I am feeling some pain in my heart and I have come to you to find a remedy.
I am just an ordinary person. I have no knowledge, no piety. You are a great sadhu. What can somebody like me do to assist you?
I invited you to come to a feast, but you did not accept my invitation. So I was thinking that perhaps you were not pleased with me.
Well, now you mention it. A few days ago, I saw you shaking hands arms, and my heart was overjoyed. But then the next moment, you started laughing at my bodily misfortune. My heart
sank. My dear Prabhu, I don't remember even seeing you, but I do remember laughing very loudly because some pastimes of Radha Krishna came into my heart. If it is this that has offended you, then please, please forgive me.
Now I understand the real situation. Oh, Prabhu, you haven't committed any offense at all. On the contrary, I've committed the most heinous offense. But even entertaining the idea that you, Rupa Goswami, could laugh at my offense. Oh, Rupa, please forgive me.
No. You forgive me.
Get up.
You forgive me. Okay. I will not accept that you have actually forgiven me unless you take a full plate of Mahaprasada. And the braid of your hair, which is decorated with many jewels, appears to be like the hood of a black serpent.
Rujitaranya kodandam, lolandira kalavalin,
Kadurajwalita Rajasukori Sarunchalam.
Hey, Srimadivarika, your curved eyebrows put to shame the bow of Cupid, and your swaying tresses of black hair are splendid. Your eyes were so beautifully decorated with kajal, appear to be like two chakori birds, who are enamored by the moon, and are therefore considered to be a symbol of avarice desire.
Apara karuna pura puritanta manoraje pasidasvindanam devi nijadasye sihadishi.
O Srimati Radhika, your heart is like a fathomless reservoir, overflowing with compassion. So please be merciful to me and accept me as your maid servant.
Kedi Vishkanshino Vakta Kedi Vrinda Tushundari Samskaraya Tata Devi Sanandre Samyajashti.
O Srimati Radhika, your hair becomes disheveled when you are playing lovely with Krishna, and it is need of being rearranged, or by whom you ordered this surrendered soul to perform that service.
Who is worshipful for great demigods like Brahma and Shiva, who have come in human form as Harida Thakur and as Vaidyacharya. He who teaches to his devotees the confidential path of Bhajan. When will that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again become the object of my vision? Hare Krishna, Tushkai, Puritarasana, Namadana. Krishna-Ganti Shreini Tu Bhagata Sutta Ajvalakara Naham Shavasho Dhirgata Lanyugala Kheerati Sabuja Kshetai Kanyati Nei Purahara Kishisho Yastatika. The Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
On the string of his coating, which is tied with many knots, his eyes are so beautiful they seem to reach around to his ears, and his long arms reach down to his knees. Oh, when will Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again become the object of my vision?
Can a swaying soul with Sinita, what tears they have to feel?